Hour number two on this beautiful Tuesday, our friend Shaletta. I know she's reluctant to talk about it, but she's a columnist now on the Star Tribune, Dave. Are you aware?
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Doesn't like to draw attention to herself.
No.
Just likes to try to blend in. She brought up the substitute teacher in your town, Woodbury. The sub police officer from, was it Prescott, Wisconsin?
I believe that's right.
And showing the class, you had a sophomore class and a senior class, what the officers did with George Floyd, with holding the kid down, dead bodies, other just awful things that we talked about at length last week. And the story has received a lot. The school district has sworn the person off. There were questions about whether the person would maintain his job with the police department. You could not defend what the substitute teacher did. If you did, I don't know how you're finding it. I really don't. So Shaletta wrote about this for multiple reasons, including the civil rights part of it, and points out, as a black woman, black man, sometimes we're told certain things, and if we don't have the video to prove it, we're not treated at the same level. That's part of the voice, far from the only voice that Shaletta wants to bring up in her column, but that's part of what she will raise when she finds a story and when it is appropriate. I know I'm going against the wave here, because the overwhelming wave over the last couple years has turned into get cell phones out of school. It's borderline low-hanging fruit, to be honest. You want to be a talk show host, you want to kill two segments, here you go. Let's get cell phones out of school. Hey, everybody. Who would I be? Give me your over-the-top radio voice, dude. Hey, everybody, let's bring in my partner, Biff. Biff, go ahead. Biff, what do you think about cell phones?
Biff, give me your point in a jiff, would you, please? We've got a great talker here. Are you for or against cell phones in the classroom? StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line.
Hi, everybody.
461-9226. Hit us up.
Yeah, I mean, there's many reasons why that cell phones should not be in school for kids. They're on them constantly. Are they paying attention? Are they showing up for class? I get it. I'm not going to push back at a single one of those points. And Minnesota, what is it? We've talked about it a bunch. I didn't look it up today. What is it? By May, every district has to have a policy. Some states are just banning them totally. Some states are banning them pending age. I am still sticking with there are certain times when I think it makes sense where kids have the possibility of a cell phone available to them in school. And I understand it creates another level of responsibility. And I've had texts from teachers here. teachers in my life are like, no, you're wrong. Mm-mm. No. I have to remind kids over and over again. I'm glad some of the kids, Dave, were able to document the atrocities taking place in this classroom. I am glad. I mean, if we looked up right now, Dave Harrigan, in the United States of America, and we looked up the first 2 days of school, it's 1:12 right now. Do we think we had some sort of shooting incident at some school in America already this week? Even a threat? I would say yes.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been a threat. You know, maybe not reported in the news,
right.
Maybe considered uncredible right away, but yes, with this many schools around the country, and we know how it's been, yeah, I'm sure there's been at least a threat.
I want kids to have a phone for those outlying events. I completely understand. They are the rare, rare exceptions. Jason's on after me. He totally disagrees. He's like, what do you want them to do? I want them to defend themselves. I want them to use those phones. And you know who? Jamie's off today. Jamie, one of the last times we talked about it, said there are studies out there, and I looked it up after you. Right. There's a divide on the studies, whether the cell phones in schools help kids or they're actually used to identify kids and they can be a problem. If, because right now, Hunter, Griffin, and Quentin are done with school. Dated Carla for about 8 years. I've mentioned Mike many times. He's not my biological son, but I love him, and he is my family, and he views me as family. There's a small group of people I would run over anybody else on the planet for. Mike's in that group. You know, Carla and I are not getting back together. There's no animosity, good feelings. I love her biological son, and that kid is going to be with me for as long as my last breath. And Mike still is in school. And they're told, put those phones away. And I used to kid Carla because sometimes she'd reach out to me like, knock it off. No, he's at school. So for that part, no, I don't want that happening. But if something terrible is taking place, and I'm thinking about my son or my daughter, whatever it might be, I want them to have that phone. And if I'm a teacher who has to face this day after day after day and the frustrations, would I feel the same as I do right now? Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe I could probably go past it. Probably not. And if you want to tell me I'm making a rule or I'm making an adjustment to a rule for the 0.001%, and how does that logically make sense? It does for me, for the safety. If there are other things that need to be spotted through a cell phone, yes. Are you with the overwhelming majority? Because I'm against it. I'm on the other side. And I get your argument. I understand it very well. Are you more of, no, mm-mm. If you even want to bring it to, if it's even allowed arriving at school, it never leaves the backpack. It never leaves the locker. Most kids don't even use the locker anymore, so that's irrelevant. You just don't bring it. I believe you're allowed to sanction kids quickly. If they're on the phone at any point when class is going on, they lose the phone right away for that period. If it happens a second time, they're never allowed to bring that phone again. So I'm all for sanctioning, but for these awful circumstances, which happen more often than we want to acknowledge. And if you're telling me my boy Mike could be at school today and something is happening and he could communicate with others or me on what is going on and he can't because he doesn't have a phone, I don't want that option, even though it's an extraordinarily small chance it's going to happen to him. If it happens, I want him to have that option. That's my point. Do you agree with me? Or you think I'm creating so many other issues for this rare instance? What do you want to say? StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. I would love phone calls on this. I would love for you to elaborate. If a text is better, listen, we take more texts and calls. I get it. Other shows have different policies. But that doesn't mean I don't want you to call. If you can add to this, if you think voice matters, your history, that would be fabulous. I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. What do we have for a music theme here, Dave, with Dave Matthews in the background?
Well, we got a little Ants Marching playing right now because your favorite squad in the town is back in action, kicking off the regular season tonight. So we've got Timberwolves-related tunes.
I like it. Johnny Kay, John Krasinski from The Athletic, is with us in about 40 minutes or so. I am saying, and I'm the rarity, and I get it, because a lot of teachers, in fact, we got a couple teachers on the line. Not all, but most teachers seem to be thinking, no more cell phones. It's too tough. It's too tough with concentration. It's too tough. ADHD, they're young, brains are still forming, and now we got to deal with them on and off the phone. I understand that. But I'm saying for the rare, awful situation, including an abusive substitute teacher, I want kids to have that option. You say what before we get to a lot of texts and calls?
I used to lean more your way, but I've completely gone against it, hearing over the last few years from teachers, from educators, talking about just what you said, how distractive they are, the amount of notifications a kid can get on their phone, just bing, 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 bing. And even if it's, on silent, knowing those are there, not being able to focus on the lesson plan. And to me, that's far more important every single day and every single, class, being able to pay attention, being able to, communicate with those around you, face-to-face, talk to people, pay attention to your teachers and do those things, those life skills that the phones are distracting you from. So I get these are the rare moments. There are frightening rare moments that we obviously know about in this country that are far too frequent. But no, I say, especially for, if we're talking middle schoolers and, for goodness sakes, elementary school kids.
Yeah, no, they have a phone.
Not even a chance. But
right.
High school kids, my policy, you can bring them to school, but they don't leave the bag.
Let's go to our calls. A lot of texts coming in. We'll get to those. We'll include all of you in the mix here. 651-461-9226. Again, our friend Jamie off today. Yukas will be back with us next week. Tim, you're off first up. Thanks so much for listening. You're on WCCO.
Hey, Chad. I usually agree with you completely. This time I'm with you about 50%. And I think there's a solution to cover it all, and it's called a cell phone blocker bag. It's a little case that cell phones slide into that blocks them from being used while they're in that bag. God forbid an emergency or something happens, the kid could pop their cell phone out of that bag, the cell phone could stay with them all day. They don't hear the notifications and that kind of stuff because the cell phone is in this little pouch. Some schools are having, those calculator caddies where you walk in the math room and they're having the kids pop their phones in those. That way, God forbid, something is going wrong. All kids have access to their phone, but they're not getting the, 50 notifications in a hour and a half class period and so on and so forth. There is some access, but everybody knows the rule is when you're in school, the cell phone is in your pouch and you're trusted to have it in your possession until you're caught with your cell phone out of the pouch for not a good reason. That could be listed out and stuff like that. I don't know what you think of that idea.
What about the expenses tied to that, Tim?
We actually looked into it in my school district when I was still teaching, and our teachers union was actually going to spring for the cost of the pouches for our school district, and at that time our school district was not interested in it.
Good stuff, Tim. I appreciate that as an option. Yeah, I'm intrigued by that a little bit, Dave. Availability, costs. Do they have to turn it in every day? If you give it to the kids, how many kids are going to remember it? If they're taking it home back and forth, would we remember it all the time if we had to bring it to work every day?
Mm-hmm.
I get the logic to it, where you're trying to kind of meet both sides a little bit. It's a good thought, for sure.
It's very interesting that he mentioned at the end the teachers' union was going to spring for the cost.
Yeah.
For the district.
Yeah.
I mean, how much does that tell you how much teachers want cell phones out? And they, they've already got a very full plate. They'd love to take one thing off.
Bob, thanks for listening to WCCO. Go ahead, your answer.
Hey, Chad. I think that, I was a teacher for 34 years. I retired in 2012. And then I substituted for like 10 years until COVID started. And then I was done. But, you know, the cell phone thing, it's kind of a way of life. But the thing that I always question about is like, oh, an emergency. Well, you know, in the old days, what did we do? We called the office. And, you know, I just think, well, why is it like the parents have to get a hold of their kids immediately when, you know, I just think that when they're in class, the cell phones should be off or stored away somewhere. But
Bob, let me jump in. I'll let you come back. I'm not talking about parents trying to get a hold of them. Hey, what do you want for dinner? Am I picking you up? I'm talking about the rare emergency and options that could help them. And number one, we have significantly more school shootings than we did 10, 20, 30 years ago. And I'm not saying that there weren't good options back then, but more things are going to pop up 5, 10, 15 years down the line that we can't even imagine today that will aid us, that will potentially have downsides too. I like maybe a child or a grandchild in the background chiming in too. That's sweet. So I don't want to turn down new ideas that have come up while not dismissing or diminishing what has worked in the past.
Yeah. You know, Chad, if you have a second, the big reason why I thought I could call was on a different issue, and that is the substitute teacher thing. And
very briefly, sir.
Yeah, very briefly. I just found that when I started substituting after I taught in the classroom, I was an elementary teacher in the classroom for many, many years, 34 years, and then I substituted for a while. I would run into, you know, like the substitute teachers that weren't licensed teachers. And, you know, I'm not trying to put them down or anything, but they just didn't have the experience. And when I heard about the thing that happened with the George Floyd thing, I can't even remember exactly what it was all about.
You know, lewd comments, thought, hateful comments, racist comments. It was awful.
Yeah. And I just thought, this is what's happening. They don't have experience with children and with kids. And sometimes we put people in those positions when they're not really ready. But I also understand that it's hard to find substitute teachers because
that's a huge issue.
It's just hard. It's hard to fill a position. So that's all I wanted to say.
Who's in your lap, by the way?
Oh, that's my granddaughter. I won't give her your name, but she's my granddaughter, and I do grandchild daycare now.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Bob, I appreciate the phone call. Let's get to a lot of texts here, and I thank people for chiming in. Chad, if you get a phone call from your son that's something wrong, you're going to run to school now and save the day. No, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to call the authorities, and I'm going to make sure they have the same information that my son does. And if my son is able to communicate some specifics that maybe other students cannot, that those in law enforcement, who I'm sure are trying to do the best possible job, may not have access to that information, I'm going to give them that information. No, I'm not going to be Superman in this case. But if I can provide some insurance, and this can be done in a way where it doesn't cause more issues, then I'm going to try to do it. But there's another text back. So what Jamie said to us, I don't know, when we talked about this months ago, I forget when.
Oh, wasn't that long? Just a few weeks?
Yeah. There are some studies that show the ability to communicate has caused as many issues as it's been helpful.
Yeah, it can alert a shooter to where people are hiding.
Yep. So, and I made that, we've made that point a couple times now. I'm okay to follow teacher rules. I'm reading your text here, stylesfinancial.com, talking text. The next run of my opinions will be the text I'm reading. I'm okay to follow teacher's rules, but I'm 100% my kids will have their phones at school. I have two kids at Edina. I 100% agree. I want my kids to have their phones for all reasons you mentioned. In addition, one of my kids is neurodiverse and has mental health issues. It is important for her anxiety that she can reach us when needed. And it actually helps her focus in school. That's a great point. Somebody saying the substitute teacher has not been let go by the district and kids are afraid to be in his class. I thought they made it extraordinarily clear last week that the teacher will never, ever teach in the class. If this texter can somehow provide us with some level of proof that this teacher is still teaching that class, We would appreciate that. We would follow up. Our newsroom would follow up on that also. Chad, I've been against phones and reading your text here. Phones in classes quite strongly because of my kids' experience. But last week, fifth graders on the district were exposed to images in a pop-up ad, and a substitute teacher didn't know they were being broadcast on the smartboard. Students emailed the principal. She came to class instantly. There was no photographic proof, and the district is not being forthcoming about any details with parents. It's a little bit like this substitute teacher situation here. What is happening? It's the rare instance. Can you document it, and can you show it? So, excellent texts and phone calls. I appreciate it, and I get that plenty of people see it differently than I. It's 32 past 1 on CCO.